She also introduces additional colours into the painting beyond the black, white and bright pink of the male figure, with the bright, almost synthetic blue of her eyes and the vampish scarlet of her full lips. Her features are outlined in thick, uneven lines. Those that outline her neck and left ear are painted in a warm terracotta, while her face and expressive hands are drawn in a darker brown. We have represented these browns in shades of grey here, so that we can view the lines more clearly against the black background. Unlike the man, her face is slightly, albeit very crudely, modelled. There is shading under her left eye and above her right, as well as shadow around the left side of her nose and below her bottom lip. This gives her sketchy face some substance and three-dimensionality, which helps her to assert her presence against the bright pink of the man's face beneath. The title of this painting has also gone through transition. At exhibition in 1927 it was simply called Portrait. However, by the time it was exhibited in Paris in 1949, it had acquired its current title. The critic, Guillaume Apollinaire, who knew Picabia, wrote that his titles were not intellectually separate from their works. Instead, they play the part of an inner frame to ward off decadent intellectualism. The title, The Handsome Pork Butcher, acts as a trigger for humorous and surreal associations. It's difficult not to link the idea of a pork butcher with the ham-like pink face of the man, or to contrast the word handsome with the dishevelled, harried appearance and the predatory encroachment of the vampish woman. Although no single explanation can be attributed to the relationship between the title and the content of the work, Picabia is certainly using it to further deflate the pompous traditions of portraiture.
You have reached the end of your exploration of this artwork.